Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, mate, let's get to the IPL. This is your bread and butter. You've been really good for the punters thus far. Now, let's have a look at the table and how it relates to markets here, Tristan, because I think Brad said, was it last week or maybe the week before, Delhi Capitals, he was really keen on. They've forced their way into the top four, but we've got a couple of sides that have played all 14 of their games, but plenty of games remaining, and some of them are absolutely crucial. What's the market now for overall winner?
Yeah, no, well, Pads was very bullish about Delhi for the last couple of weeks, actually, and I think they were around about the $16 mark there to win the event when we spoke last week, and I suggested it'd be good to have a little wager on them on the back of Brad's strong push, because if they do make the top four, then you're going to get into a position where they're around about $5. So they've halved in price in the last week. They're into $7.50. That's because there still is a little bit of uncertainty whether they do make that top four. They do have to have a few things go their way this weekend. They play against Mumbai on Sunday night, midnight, and they're $1.70 to win. If they win that game, they will in all likelihood get into the top four. They have a net run rate that's superior to Bangalore, who are also on 14 points with them. Now, Bangalore take on the Titans, who are already safe and sound in the finals, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of those players wanting to press their claims to be picked in the final series. So the Titans are $1.84, Bangalore $2 in that game. So they're the sides. If either of those sides win, they will lock themselves into that top four. You've got a logjam of three teams, the Kolkata Knight Riders, the Punjab Kings, and the Sunrisers Hyderabad, sitting there one game off the pace. So if there was a couple of slip-ups, there is an outside possibility that one of those teams can force their way in, but you would think that's quite unlucky. So unlikely, should I say. The Royals are $1.74 against Chennai, $2.13, and then Sunrisers, Punjab are $2.02 and $1.81. So the big difference with a lot of these dead rubber games, you could say at times, there's so much money on the offering for next season and playing themselves into squads for next year that there's never a dead rubber game in the IPL.
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm just having a look here. You see, Delhi play the last place Mumbai, so you'd expect that they would win there. And the interesting one for me is Bangalore v the Titans. The Titans have already qualified. Bangalore got to this stage without Virat Kohli contributing. Is this the moment Virat Kohli steps up and they knock off the first place Titans? If they do that and Delhi win, I see the upset this week. I think Chennai will beat the Royals. I think the Titans and Lakhmau are always in. I think Rajasthan Royals will stay on 16. I think they'll get beaten by the Chennai. And I think Delhi and Bangalore will both win their game. So it's going to come down to quotient there. So it's an exciting game. Bangalore are interesting because Virat Kohli has not fired a shot. He's had probably his worst IPL, whether he's tired, he's out of form, but he is box office. And these are the games that your big players stand up. Delhi, I think, are just starting to come together at the right time. Mitch Marsh is over COVID and everything he had. He was dynamic the other night. David Warner's been consistent. So I think we're going to see three teams on 16 points. Bangalore, Delhi and the Royals, who I think will get knocked off by Chennai. So have you got anything there, Tristan?
Yeah, well, I think with that in mind, it's vital now for the punters out there to have a look at some of those, I suppose, high variance type options, because for Bangalore to push themselves into the finals, they either need Delhi to lose, which they're playing Mumbai, so that they can't bank on that. They've got to get a result and they've got to force their net run rate up by 0.6 to cover the opposition. So what I'll be looking for is some of those options, like your players to score a century, to score in quick time, these sort of options, because they're going to have to play a very aggressive brand of cricket to try to increase their net run rates. Have you got any ideas there for the punters where you think, you know, we could look at the heads?
Mate, what about a multi? Royals to lose against Chennai. Get your pen ready, Jimmy. You'll pay your house off. Delhi to win and Bangalore to win.
Right, so that... That works out at 7:15 there. So you've got Bangalore to win. You've got Chennai to beat the Royals, who are $2.13 by themselves. So it's been a very, very strong push from Hads for the outsider in that game. And then Delhi are $1.68. So $7.15, that will see every single one of those sides finish on 16 points, which will make a very interesting final game.
Brad, I know you're the mathematician amongst the three of us. So what's the there's a massive difference in the net run rate. Give us an understanding of what a margin of victory must be for Bangalore to get ahead of the Royals, like, and their loss. Like, if we assume their loss is a minor one, but then they're, you know, give us an understanding. Is it in 15? Do you know that?
No, I tell you, this is where your analyst comes into play, and this is why the last round of competitions are. Anything can happen. There's a different pressure that goes on. You can go into the game thinking, okay, if we win this game, we're in the final. But also, now you're going into this game, we have to win this game, but because of Royals have lost or Bangalore have won, we've got to score these runs in 13 overs. So all of a sudden, then the toss becomes different because you go, okay, where's our strength? What do we want to do? Do we want to back that we can bowl them out in X amount of overs? They don't get our runs. So what you see a lot happening with these scenarios, you see them sending the opposition in, and by the time they get off, they back their batsmen to say, we have to score these in 13.2 overs to go in front of A, B or C. But that also brings a different pressure
to
the game. So that's why these last rounds are so hard to pick. So to answer your question, Jimmy, what normally happens is that they'll have their analysts, and you need to play these games all at the same time. I think so. People don't get an advantage.
Yeah, I think that's something we see in something like the EPL or in the World Cup, when you've got the last round of fixtures all on at the same time, because it plays massively into the hands of Delhi, really. Like, they are, if they win, they're in. But it's probably one of these games now where the Royals. We'll know what they've got to do after Bangalore put their result on the board. So if Bangalore get a win, their net rate run rate will be locked in. And then there's a chance that Rajasthan could lose the game, but lose it within X number, and then they'll push themselves into the final. So that's a really crucial item to that, because that might bring Chennai right into the betting. If Bangalore win and they win with, you know, a run rate that doesn't push them past, Rajasthan might not actually go out there to, not that they'll go out to lose the game, but they might only need to chase 160 of the 180 to force them way into the finals. So that's something be really key, because there might be some opportunities as punters to be able to take advantage of some of that value, particularly when it'll be happening in 2 or 3 in the morning.
So to be clear about that, game 67 is Royal Challengers Bangalore against Gujarat Titans. Then the following day, we've got the Rajasthan Royals against Chennai Super Kings. And then the following day, there is the Mumbai Indians up against the Delhi Capitals. The other game, the last game, is inconsequential. But it's a very good point that you guys make around, you know, what exactly these teams will know that they need to make the finals. And maybe there's an opportunity for the IPL in the future to have it something like the EPL, where you've got all the last games being played at the same time. I mean, good thing about that is that we know that India and Indians in general don't like having a bet on the cricket. So it's not like they need to worry about that at all, Brad.
I tell you what it does do, though. Yes, you can play all the games at the same time. But on the flip side of that, Jimmy, it adds another excitement level.
True. Like,
we could be going into the last game with Delhi and Mumbai thinking, okay, if they win, they're in. But what about turning up to the game? This is where you see the true champions of the game too, how you handle pressure, how you behave under pressure. Oh, no, by the way, boys, we have to win today, but if we're going to bat first or bat second, you've got to score 190 runs and bowl. They can't get any more than 160. But if we bat second, we've got to score our runs in 13 overs. So that's another excitement level. And from your point of view, Tristan, that is another element to the betting on the game.
It does. And just even during our little chat now, I've just pinged the traders a couple little messages, because there's a few things I need to be monitoring tonight when the game's in play. So it's something, there's different ways to look at it, but it does create those extra elements. And I think it creates talking points throughout the game, talking points in the lead up. It makes you change your batting order. It's a fascinating outcome. And Jimmy, you said the last game's inconsequential. It probably is inconsequential, but if both Delhi and Bangalore do happen to get beaten, then the winner of that probably makes the final. So there's that outside remote chance as well that they're still a rough chance of making the finals too.